January 5. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Revelation 4:11. In Matthew 2:11 we see wise men at worship. They fell down and worshiped the young child. Then they presented their costly gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. By coming from such a long distance they acknowledged his worthiness. When they brought such precious gifts, they acknowledged in a symbolic way that the one whom they had come to worship is God who became man, gold. The one whom they had come to worship had come to suffer for them, myrrh. The one whom they had come to worship was going to save them, frankincense. In Luke 7:37-38 we read about a woman in the city, a sinner. The Lord's presence made her conscious of her sinful condition. She wept in brokenness over her sin, and washed his feet with her tears. Her love was spontaneous and her worship true. She had an inward revelation of her sins being forgiven and she worshipped him, by pouring the ointment on his feet. In John 12:1-3, we find Mary worshipping the Lord. She had known the Lord before, but now she had a new and a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of resurrection, and she poured out her worship to him by anointing his feet with a very special ointment with sweet fragrance which filled the house. When we see him working in us, we also worship him in a new way. In Matthew 26:2-6-7 we see a similar scene of worship and yet different in its significance. Here it was only 2 days before the Passover, and we see her anointing his head, because she realized that he was about to die for the sins of the world. Finally, we see a more glorious sight which is described in Revelation 5:11-12. It is the glorified church of the Lord Jesus Christ with angelic hosts, all in oneness worshipping him. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. After worshipping the Lord we take part in the Lord's table saying, My Lord is coming back. When he comes back, the work which he began will be perfected. We declare by faith that we are waiting for that day. We believe it will be a wonderful day when we shall be like him, and reign with him. In his broken body and shed blood, we see every provision made to make us like himself. In me, I see nothing but infirmity, failures and shortcomings, nothing but iniquity, but in him, I see perfection. In Ephesians 3:18 we notice the importance of being together. His love and purpose can never be comprehended by us. We need the help of all the saints. There is a great mystery here. We find love coming in a greater and fuller measure, when we are brought together as one family. In this family, there is no Jew nor Gentile, male or female. All are one. People from different families, countries, nationalities all partake of the same Lord.